The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachas, Maidiv, Shmonesei, Bichas, Ashiveinu, Ovinu, L'Seilosecha. Shalom, we are continuing Shmonesei, Maidiv. The end of the day, we're summing up the day, we're summing up life. We started with the first bakosha, Ato choinei ve'odom das. That is one of the most important statements that we say
times a day. And we should think about it. Ato choinei ve'odom das. Ato, Hashem was so close to us. Like a father, we speak directly to you. And you were choinei, and you gave us a gift. Mi'itcha, from you, das. We have that special spiritual das that Hashem gave Klal Yisrael. The natural ability to see the world in the right light. The natural ability to learn Torah HaKadosh. Natural ability to be able to daven to Hashem. Yes, we have connected that the big Yitzhara that confuses us. And worse than that, he had a big head start. But before we started using our das, we were little children, which we get into certain habits. But that's what we need that, because if we just have das, and without a yetzar, we'd be like a malach, and we get no sechar. We get no reward. Malachim get no sechar, because what they're doing is muchach. It's obvious for them to do it, because they don't have the yetzar. We have the yetzar, so, Baruch Hashem. Together with the yetzar, we recognize now, and this is the second part of our metzias that we recognize. After we recognize that we have the das, and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want more das. I want to have more clarity of what I am, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, what life is all about, so that I can focus on what's really important in life, put things in the right perspective. You know, there's a famous story, or maybe not so famous, Baruch Ber Leibovich, the great Rosh Hashiva, was in America for a year and a half fundraising before World War II. He was a tzaddik for Polish. He was a very holy Jew. Anyways, in America, he remained the same tzidkis. And when he came back, he told his talmidim, I heard a very interesting slogan in America, which I think is very important for us. They asked, what is it? And he said, in America, they say, time is money. And Kamuvanis Bochum were astonished. The holy Rav had no shekels to money. And that was a fact. He was never able to really ask for donations, even though he came there to give donations. People used to ask him for brachas, and they didn't bother giving a donation. So some tzaddik had to put a sign on the door that this Rosh Hashiva is not here just to give out brachas. He needs to support his yeshiva. But I'll call upon him. He was Adam Kodesh Moed, so what's he talking about? Time is money. And he told him, I'll explain to you. America is a country who has very clear value system. And number one on the value system is money. As the most important thing in life of America. They're willing to do anything to make sure the economy is good and people have money, even risk human life. They come to a recognition that time is equal to the most valuable thing in life. Life, time is the most valuable thing, because if you use your time right, then you're able to use it for the things that are valuable and important in life. And in America, if time is money, means don't waste time because you can make another dollar. That's America. By us, we know that time is Torah and mitzvahs. Time is opportunity to transform this minute from being just another minute wasted to a minute of gaining nitzchias, eternal goodness. And that's every second of our life, whatever we're doing. Even a person's resting, if he's resting with the right kavana, so he should have koiches for avodas Hashem. He took advantage of that time, and that's a mitzvah. He's eating, like we said many times. If he appreciates the gift of Hashem, the delicious food, and the energy that Hashem is giving him, so he should continue doing things that are proper, then adarabah, every second of a life, that second and every second can be used so specially. So now that we davened our first bracha, that we appreciate, Ato, you are the great HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gave us das, now we recognize and we think, you know, after everything is said and done, we have not really used that das that Hashem gave us to what it needs to be. And That is why we are following with the second bracha. This is a very important bracha. Hashiveinu avinu l'zerozecho. Kaveinu l'malkeinu l'avayuzecho. Now they do have that das. And I appreciate it. Like we said, if you don't appreciate it, you don't have it. Because it's just sitting there. You're not doing it. But I appreciate this wonderful, special das that Kosh Boruch gave to us, Klal Yisrael, with a special neshama. And I realized that, you know, I could have used my time better. I could have put more energy into my Torah learning. Could have davened better. I could have worked on my midos more. Then we come to the second question. This is so important to me. Hashiveinu avinu l'zerozecho. You gave me that das to learn Torah HaKadosha. Please. I need Siyata Shemai to mechazik me. Kamuvan, it's totally my bechira and my free will if I'm going to learn or not. But still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give that extra Siyata Shemai to make it easier for me. And that's acceptable. We can ask for that. Because we ask for that, we're showing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu it's important to me. And if it's important to me, then Hashem gives it to us. Hashem gives us things that we feel are important. Kamuvan gives us things that we don't appreciate. Those are the basic necessities. But if you want to go to a higher level of something, that's only with a special request and appreciation. You do, and later there was a Jew called Pesach Kubrina. He was a tremendous Talmud Chochmah. He was one of the Rebbeim of Moshe Feinstein, Zichron Levracha. And they say about him that he was younger, he was learning, and he was never matzliach. He wasn't gifted with very high IQ, kind of, or whatever it was. But it was very hard for him to learn. He wasn't really getting clarity in the learning. And it bothered him so much. And he'd say over that one day he was so broken from it, he was crying and crying. Till he fell asleep from the tears. And in the middle of the night, I don't remember exactly, that he heard a voice or something that said, well, Pesach, continue learning, you'll see. Whatever it was, I'm not saying that part accurately, but he said that after that night, he started learning, and he felt a new siyata shemayin is learning. Things that were always blurry, not clear, and confused, started getting clear, and kept on learning, and became one of the Gedolei Yisrael. And so many stories like that. That's what it's about. The request from Hashem stems from the fact that I feel this is of utmost importance. And like we said, that's the Seder of the Bracha. These are the first things I'm asking for before I
call Halashon.
I'm asking him for my own health. I'm saying, Hashiveinu avinu l'zerozecho, kaveinu malkeinu l'avayuzecho. This is my most basic need, because if I have this, then I have the answer to mine everything. That's what we're saying. These two things, or three things, basically, that we're asking is Bracha. And we're talking about specifically Ma'ariv, something special about Ma'ariv. It's at the end of the day. It's a time to sum up the past day and use that past day to be mechazik, my bekoshes, for the future. And I look back at the past day, Hashiveinu avinu l'zerozecho. Could I really spent a little bit more time learning? Could I have been more focused when I'm learning, not have my mind float around? And the answer generally is yes, there was room for improvement. And if there's room for improvement, the other Rabbi Hashem, I know this is so important, I want to improve. Hashivinu l'zorosecho. And if we really make this request the way we should, with all our heart, then we'll find, little by little, we'll be able to find some more time to learn. We'll be able to learn better. I mean, there was somebody in our community that many years ago, but he heard Josh about the importance of learning, and he thought he didn't have time. But the Rav told him that it's enough 5 minutes, 5 minutes a day. But make a kviz 5 minutes a day. And he said, you know, that I can do. He started with 5 minutes a day, and he saw how beautiful it is. And he went up from 5 minutes to more and more, till he was learning a few hours a day. Come upon, some can do that and some cannot do that. Everybody clung to his kliches. But everybody, we have to make that into a cheshbon nefesh, just like we said before. That Hashem asks us different things, b'shas hamisa. One of the things he's going to ask is, kovata itim l'Torah, that you really set aside times every day and every night for learning Torah. Hashem doesn't expect us to do things that we cannot do, but there are things that we can do, yes. And there's always room for improvement. Hashiveinu avinu l'zerozecho, we should appreciate the beauty of the Torah. And together with that, we say the term avinu. One of the ways of appreciating it is, it's a gift from our Father in heaven, Avinu Shebashamayim, only for Klal Yisrael. We're the only ones that have the title Bonim Hashem Elokeinu. Together with that, the second one, Koveinu Malkeinu, Avodah Zecha. Avodah It specifically uses the term of Malkeinu, the Melech, and Avoida, whether it be Atfila, self-control, is because we know we're Oymid Lefnei Melech. By Shemoneh Esrei specifically, we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, talking directly to him. And Be'etzim, in the first time in the Shulchan Aruch, it says a Jewish person is always standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in Shulchan Aruch, that it says in the Pasuk, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somid. Says in the Pasuk, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somid. That David HaMelech said that I always put in my mind that Hashem is with me. And if a person thinks about that, he'll behave differently. When a person's at home, some of us are home for longer periods of time. Shulchan Aruch says, if I really imagine, and it's not just imagine, it's the reality, that the Hashem is with me over here, I'm going to think twice how I speak, how I react. Is this something that I want? I'm a Chubadik, a king that's close to me, to see this form of behavior. And everybody has those things that he has to be mechazik with his midas, whether it be with his anger or wasting time or eating habits or whatever it may be. Shivisi Hashem Negdi Somed, Avoyde Secho. So when we say Koveinu Malkei Avoyde Secho, we want a kilva to Avoyde. The kilva, the closeness is a recognition. How close Hashem is to us. If we feel close, if we recognize Hashem is close to us, we'll feel close to Him. And like we're saying by Maya, if I went through the day, and there were so many situations I went through that if I would really have lived with that thing brought in the Shulchan Aruch itself. It's from the Rambam that a person, a Jewish person, should feel that I'm always with Hashem, and that should affect his behavior. That would have affected our behavior, and that's why I'm making this request once again at the end of the day. We should have a kilva to avoid it. It shouldn't just be avoida porech, chas v'sholem. This is not slave labor davening to Hashem. Even if it's hard sometimes, you have to put a lot of energy. I know that tzaddikim that were famous used to daven for, say, an hour every Shemoneh Esrei. And people ask them how you do it. And they all said, every time I have to start over again. It never comes natural. We always have to put that effort into it. But if we put effort into it, little by little, it becomes pleasant. It's a pleasant thing. If someone wants to be and do something for somebody beloved to him, even though it's very hard for him to do physically or even emotionally, but he enjoys it. It's the most exciting thing to do something for somebody who's so close to him. Hashem is so korev to us. We want that. We're asking Hashem. We appreciate this value. We have the das to recognize the bigger picture of the world. The world is not just about the physical part of the world. It's about a spiritual connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, we're asking to have his kiyuva. Yes, everybody has his level of tshuva. But we're saying we don't want to suffice with our level of tshuva. Yetzer hara tells the person, yeah, you're better than the other person. That's the Yetzer hara. That's not tshuva shleima. That means you're semi-tshuva. And you're making yourself feel good and fooling yourself that, okay, I'm better than others. Chas v'sholem. The person who wants to be successful in life, if he always says, I'm better than others, he never gets anywhere, in any field. If he wants to succeed, he realizes the value of his goal, and he puts all his effort and energy into it. And, in our case, a big part of it is a tefillah. And this is a thing, I did not give up, I will not give up, and I'll do my best. I'm asking for Siyat Shemai to get to Shleimu. So all my acts in the course of the day should be guided by the das Hashem gave me. I should be able to make all the proper decisions, the proper behavior. And together with that, appreciate the beauty of it, the sweetness of Limud HaTorah, sweetness of tefillah, the exalted feeling of controlling Yetzer Hara, the wonderful feeling of emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu and just doing chesed and good to others. Baruch Atah Hashem Achoytze B'Shuva. That we're ending with a recognition that Hashem is this is what he so much desires. He desires that intimate relationship with between us and him. And now specifically with the time of year, we're focusing on the richuk. There's a separation. We're in Golus. We don't have that level of tshuva. Havas doidim of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the base of Mikdash, HaShoras HaShechina. But we know HaReitzim B'Shuva, that's what Hashem wants. If Hashem wants that, we're saying we want that also.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.